What's up, y'all? It's 1020 at Awakenings, and I am back again with another podcast episode. What's going on, y'all? So this is a continue series of the chakra collection or the chakra series, okay? Every episode I will be breaking down one particular chakra, what you need to know about it, if it is imbalanced, what are the signs to prove that, and also what are the signs to tell you if you're imbalanced, okay? All right, so what's up, y'all, tonight or this evening or this morning or whenever you're hearing this podcast? We are talking about the throat chakra. This is also represented in the color blue. Now, this throat chakra is the fifth chakra, and it is about expression, okay, purity, alignment, and just being honest, telling your own truth. Its main function is the gateway of the translator, okay? So in your big old Merkaba, this is where you get to express, I don't want that. You could touch me. I like that. I don't like that, okay? This is where you can really voice how you feel for the other people or other Merkabas to know where you stand. Now, your throat chakra is the first of three of the higher element, which is your third eye chakra and your crown chakra, okay? Which also is physically, looks like a, you know, it kind of, okay, it could be like located in the back of your neck, okay? But some people be like, we say that like it's right on your throat, okay? But basically, the role is a gateway, and it's the translator between your physical and your spiritual aspects, okay? This element is the throat chakra, and it helps you link being open, honest, telling the truth, or if someone did something really, really bad to you when you were young, it could shut you completely down where you don't share anything or say anything about anything. The throat chakra is associated with the thyroid gland, okay? So a lot of you guys have taken out your tonsils, and even though they say you can take out one, it's best that you never take out anything out of your body or replace it with anything either. Okay, so there is ways that your throat chakra can be shut down, and that's basically fear. So let's go into the signs of an imbalanced throat chakra. You will feel very guilty about expressing your needs and wants. So like if one day you were like, oh my God, I'm so hungry, and your mom just slapped the shit out of you as a little kid, you know, basically because she didn't have any money to give you anything to eat, you know, and you saying that you hungry put a lot of pressure on her, so she slapped you to make you quiet. You may never let other people know that you're hungry. You may never let people know that you need help, because the first time that you did, you were chastised for it, okay? Feeling a reoccurring or itching your throat. So if you're always going, my throat is itching, my throat is itching, this is also a sign that your throat chakra is not in balance, okay? Being afraid to express your opinion is another big factor that your throat chakra is out of balance. Allowing others to verbally abuse you, okay, or dominate you, not standing up for yourself, this is another sign that your chakra is in balance. Believing that expressing yourself is pointless, okay? So you know how people be like, well, I don't see the point in that, because they're gonna do whatever they want to do because they the government. There's always a point in something, and no one is doing anything against your free will or you letting them just do whatever they want, because that's basically what that is saying, okay? Struggling to find the right word. So if you really want to tell somebody something and you like, I just don't know how to tell them I'm sorry, it's not hard, baby. You say, I'm sorry for what you did and the actions that I brought forth, okay? So it's just really not that hard. So those are some of those signs. These are the signs that will let you know that your throat chakra is in balance. Now, how to know if your throat chakra is in balance, okay, is basically is completely balanced. You are comfortable asking for what you want. Hello, can you please pass me that pencil? Okay, no, I will not be doing that because that is not in my job description. You be like, dang, how you just gonna say that? This is somebody who knows how to use their throat chakra. Okay, they're not gonna let anybody just run over them because of their position of authority. The ability to communicate ideas, thoughts, and desires and feelings. Okay, so if somebody says, hey, you know, I really love you, I want to be with you, but if you can't make the adjustments or handle the necessary strategies that I need, then we're gonna have to bounce. This is how you articulate a conversation with an adult. Okay, you can also say, hey, you know what, we were doing really good, I really don't feel like we're on the same page anymore, so I'm just checking in with you to let you know how I feel. Now, people who don't know how to use their throat chakra and it's super imbalanced, they won't even do this. They'll ghost you, they'll leave you out, they'll do that. And there's nothing to be angry about. It's just that this is the behavior that this person was taught, okay? Now, if your throat chakra is imbalanced, you will easily communicate from the heart and assist with yourself verbally. So you never have really any regrets because you say everything that you want to say and you never hold anything back, so you don't have to live with that karma, okay? You have healthy boundaries, okay? So that's basically saying like, yeah, you can come over, and saying no, you cannot come over. And I'm going to articulate why you cannot come over, okay? So, you know, just, and even with guys, you know, just saying, hey, I do like you, but I just want to hit it. That's it. There's nothing more. I don't want you calling me, asking me how my day went. I just don't want that aspect of this relationship. Okay. A lot of males or females will say, you know, I would just prefer for a guy to just keep it 100. So some of you guys start using your throat chakra. A lot of females are saying they're cool with it. Okay. You have an easy time talking about your feelings. So if you can easily just articulate what I got to say, just like, hey, I really like you, but I don't want nothing heavy. You know, if you can do that, then your throat chakra is pretty balanced. Okay. You're open and honest. You tell the truth. It has nothing to do with being lying and deceitful. If you're telling people, hey, this is the exchanges that I'm signing up for, you, are you down? And if they agree, then you good. Okay. So throat chakra affirmations that could really help you. I am at peace. Okay. I live and speak my truth. I think both of you or everyone or every single person who has issues like this should definitely do that, okay? They should live and speak their truth. And, you know, I am at peace. Those are the two affirmations that I have for you. Now, like I tell people all the time, taking a bath is really, really good. So if you would like to take a bath to cleanse your throat chakra, what you would do is get some dead sea salt. I normally do Himalayan dead sea salt collection. Put white rose petals or blue rose petals in your tub, you know, to amplify that blue energy of that chakra. You can use like something that will give you like butterfly tea is really good, and it has like this scent to give you that indigo water. You can always use fresh basil, and you can always use mint because mint brings in a lot of abundance. All right, and you can always add a crystal to your bath, okay? I don't know a good crystal right now, but just get with me on it, because I'll tell y'all at another date, because I don't really know one right now. But foods to help you like open up your chakra if you haven't before: eating blueberries. So if you haven't eaten any blueberries, this is your indicator that boom, your chakra could be shows down because you're not eating absolutely no blueberries. Blackberries help you. Cedarwood will help you. Coconut will also help you, and elderberries and ginger. I love you guys. See y'all in the next episode. Bye.